Improving Midwest weather is likely to occur today and tomorrow across the eastern areas where the remnants of Hurricane Sandy had influence here recently. We expect to see a little bit of precipitation still linger in some of that region for a brief period of time today, but by the time we get to this point tomorrow, we should be back into some dry conditions. Maybe have still a little bit of a breeze blowing across the region, but outside of that, we should be drying down. The sad part of the forecast for producers still waiting to finish up their field work in that area is that there's going to be a cool front cutting through the region this weekend that will likely bring at least a little bit of light precipitation back across the area. And there may be an upper-level low-pressure system that follows that so that the precipitation is prolonged into the first part of next week. If all of this occurs, field progress will stay relatively slow across the region. Now, the moisture content is still very low. You have to remember that soybean harvesting does not advance when there's any kind of moisture on the plants. And so for that reason, there's a good chance that we're still going to be on hold there for a little while longer. Once the upper level low passes through the region, we will see a better period of drying take place. The middle to latter part of next week will likely be mostly dry across the region. We should see good field progress finally take place. Some of the computer forecast model data today suggests there might be a new storm system forming along the Atlantic coast. It could become another nor'easter for the northeastern part of the country. But I think that the odds are fairly good this storm system will actually end up being a little bit further to the east and not a big event. But we'll watch for that real closely. There's certainly a lot of area in the northeastern United States that would not do well in another storm system so soon after Sandy. In the meantime, the western portions of the Midwest will likely see the best conditions for continued field work. And in fact, a lot of areas are seeing their field work winding down already. The odds are fairly good that we'll see a warming trend take place in many areas in the western portions of the Midwest once we get these two storm systems out of the way for the eastern U.S., and those two include the remnants of Hurricane Sandy and this new upper-level low that I just mentioned. There will be a cool front that briefly passes through the western Corn Belt as we go from Friday into Saturday, but the precipitation is going to be disorganized and very light. I doubt seriously there will be much of a disruption to farming activity in the west, whereas the east might see a little bit more of a disruption. A small shot of cooler air will come in right behind that, so our warming will likely be held off until we get into the early part of next week, but then we'll see a notable increase in temperatures and a new storm system possibly coming into the western United States that will help to reinforce a little high pressure ridge in the plains and western Corn Belt by the end of next week. Well, the precipitation totals that come up over this next 7 days are certainly not going to be great enough for any general increase in soil moisture across the majority of the Midwest, and our temperatures will stay rather chilly here initially, but will turn warmer as we move forward into next week, as I mentioned before. Highs in the near term will be mostly 40s and 50s across a big part of the region, and we'll likely see a few 60-degree readings every once in a while in the far southwest. And we'll also anticipate low temperatures at night to run primarily into the range of 30s and 40s. There may be a few 20s, though, that will occur in the northwestern parts of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.